Simon Peyal of Sefes. So we're discussing the walk of Tzayas Kotan. How you carry a broad Tzayas Kenegdai? Yelah Kadesh Yiz Kshavenu Miachar Rav Arba Amas. Person was, and he sees that so he should walk in such a way that the Tzayas will not be behind him more than 4 Amas away. Vimiachar. That's not possible. Kagan Jayesh, the fun of Nahor, or the Varakar Hamaakev. So you can't move behind, backward. We can get it to the point, can't move forward to the point that's behind him. So then, Yelech Kadeshi and Yechel, it's not in Arbamas. He should move, that should be 4 Amas away off to his side. Vein Tzarek Lachshel Lamakam Shaposak. And you, obviously, while he's doing this, he has to stop saying Shema in the presence of the Tzoya. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning. He just has to go back to where the place that he paused. And the Mishnah Berurah will discuss why that's so. L'harov Rabbeinu Yonah. If, however, there's a place where he should have contemplated the possibility of Tzoya being there, so then he would have to go back to back to the beginning. A person was davening. So in that situation, the Mor says that he could actually step out in Shemoneh Esrei to move it. He shouldn't talk, but he can step out to put the Tzoya behind him. Okay. Barat Tzoya b'hudin l'inyin meiraglayim k'tikamam b'sim etzadi sif chazayin. That if he sees meiraglayim in front of him, he has to move away in order to get the Meir Glein behind him. But Achlinyan Lachzor Achakach Kuliyam B'Meir Glein Menachoyz Olam Akam Shaposet Kim Nalbet Siv Simen Ayinvo. But by Meir Glein, which is on the ground, Olam Zerabonon, then already everybody agrees that you do not, even in that situation, you do not have to go back to the beginning. You just go back to where you paused. So he sees it that Say is Kenegdoi. So there's no issue of smell. It's more than 4 amas away from where the smell ends. The issue is just visualizing. Okay. If it was within Dalet, he was within Dalet Amas, or the smell of the Tzoya was within Dalet Amas, so where he was standing. Say it that way. So we saw before that the person has a chiyuv to check the area around him before he starts saying Shema, because of the possibility of something improper being there, and therefore, since he didn't, he's not yet to what he said, and he has to go back to the beginning. So he should move forward in order that he should place this item behind him. She's her kennel. Who didn't show the last reponal with Sad Marv, Kim and Shana Oymed Bitvila Shmanesre, or he could turn around and face a different direction by Shema. Shmanesre, that's not an option. Okay. When he says the last reponal, he means his whole body, he doesn't just mean his face. Arba Amos, he has to place it behind him. 4 Amos, he's now 4 Amos away from the place where the Reach has dissipated. If he can't do that, for example, there's a river in front of him. And he can, in the case of Shema, he can't turn around and face the other direction. He can't move forward for whatever reason. So then, in that situation, he says, if you can turn away, instead of putting it to your side, turn it and have it behind you is much better.
Even though he's not Dalet away? Or he is?
Okay. You're saying,
he's not Dalet. Oh, because he has the river there. He's not Dalet away.
Right. So, No, it, the case was that it was beyond his dalet amos, but it was visible.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So he couldn't move forward to the point that it's behind him. He couldn't turn around and face the other way. So then he moves to the side. If the option of turning around is available, it's much better this way. The tzoyah now is behind him. That's better than having the tzoyah to his side. Okay. So where does he go back to? He goes back to Malkum Shel Pasak. According to the Rebbe Yonah, he goes back to the beginning. So now why is this? So the issue is, we said before that everybody agrees that if he's davening a place where he should expect the possibility of tzoyah being there, davening or saying Shema under those circumstances is improper. You're not yotzei, so you have to go back to the beginning. By Shema, for sure, and by Shema Nasei, which is filled with Rabbanan, you know, he was, Mr. Brewer went back and forth, but he seemed to say that's also true. Now here, it was not within his dalet amos, but it was beyond his dalet amos. It was beyond this. He was beyond dalet amos from the smell, but he could see it. So what's halacha in that situation? Malkum Shel Pasak. Sirlei the kimin lo yahaya besot dalet amos shaloi lo yamin the hayal liptik. To lo he chratu tara liptik bechim lo yainav. He wasn't mechiyev to check all the way in the distance and see what's there. Okay, that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, the first opinion. So therefore, since he had no chiyuv to check, the lack of checking does not give him a status of doing something, being negligent. The Shema that he said, or the tefillah that he said under the circumstances, is valid. And when he realizes, he stops. And then once you resolve the situation, you continue from where you left off. However, the Rebbeinu Yonah holds the kiyum and the hoyim makim shmarli histapik. Since it was, we're not talking about a place where the chances of having soya in the distance are not there. No, there is. We understand it's a possibility. Pasha the hoyim lively likris the spell on she is barley. He even in the distance, he's mechuyev to check before he starts davening. By Rabbi Shekosim, the gav harosh. The Rosh and the Rekech join the Rebbe Yonah on this point. But the Mice is the Mechokus, again, if it's within his Dalet Amos, or he's within the Dalet Amos, or the Mechokus Shekola Reach, so that we said any place where a person should express the possibility, he's Mechokus Dibaydik, and if he didn't, he's Peshaya, and he has to go back. But here we're talking about the issue of Kimlo Enov, beyond the Dalet Amos of the person. Somewhere in the distance, beyond the Mokum Shekol Areach, so it's not even nearby ahead, because within the 10, 20 feet, he could still smell it. So it's way beyond. So, Bidi Eben, Dazner Chaim, Shlomo, Boyd, Shari Achrenim, Shari Achrenim, Zmanenu, the later Achrenim, Kulam, Hintiku, Rak, Deir, Rishon, and Ladin, they pass on like the first opinion. This is all talking about that the time lapse wasn't the issue of Kedalik Merkulai. Here, the issue was that there was a negligence involved in what he said until then, so he's not Yotze with it. Even if there's no negligence involved, if a person pauses, if he's forced to pause, and he pauses the time it takes Kedalik Merkulai, he has to go back to the beginning. So that would be a separate issue. Mishavur is assuming, assuming the case was the time it would take for him to move forward wasn't the time it takes Kedalik Merkulai. Okay. Simon Pebes. Okay. This is, for us, this is fairly rare because, like you said before, the issues of soya, it doesn't apply to soya's club in Minastam. We don't have chamorim walking around. We don't have tanagalim walking around. The geese in general, that when they're not in the coop, we don't consider their soya to be problematic halachically. Maybe in a case where there was a large rebuy of the soya and it created a sirchun and it became miyus, so that'd be problematic. I don't know, sometimes you wonder in the summer over here. But But minastam, so we're not really, the issue is basically more of a child. You don't really necessarily have a situation where you're going to be visualizing the tzoyah of a child in the distance. It's more a common issue that he's within your dalaramas. So there are issues with, that a person should be checking the area around him, you know, check, you know, before he starts saying something. Is he, and we discussed then, is he mechuyev to check? As far as the child's clean, are you mechuyev to check before you start or not? I think we've got two opinions about that. Okay. Okay. Simon Pebes, then Tsoya Vesha. So now, whatever it has a lach of Tsoya, but if at some point in time it reaches the point where it dries out and it no longer has the characteristics of Tsoya, so it doesn't have an Isser anymore. So if it's, this is a Gemara. If it's Yevesha Kolkach She'im Yizr Kana Tis Parach, if you would throw it, it would just crumble. Hareya Ka Offer Umuta Likras Kaneh, that's no longer considered Tsoya. It's considered that it's changed its status, and it's, there's no problem with Isser saying Divrei Kedusha in his presence. Uhu Shlo Yia Ba Reach Ra. Okay. The Ramah says the throwing it, causing it to break apart, is not enough. It has to be that even just moving it at all will cause it to fall apart. Okay, tisparech sef cotton olive. Madafka the peruch and nachar falls into some, it falls apart. The word misparech can mean into some pieces. It means into a lot of small pieces. Just the fact that it falls apart into two or three pieces, that's normal. You throw something, it falls apart. That's not what we're looking for. Me'akar, shatsoya nikreshes harbe ka'evin, when it's very cold out, and whatever soya is there freezes. V'gam ein megia oz v'menu shum sirchen. Nistabak emogan romi shari likris connected. Do we say that while it's in that state of being frozen, since there's no smell, and it doesn't really, you know, it functions more like a piece of ice than anything else. So what's its halacha? Ibas or hashtas linen. He said right now it's not really functioning as tzoya. Since if it warm up, it'd be tzoya, it's still considered tzoya. Acharonim eskimu kulam bezel yisr. The Magen raises the shayla, but multiple acharonim pass on this. He brings over here quite a list. It's so vary that it's soya. It's our last likras kriyishma or lispalo b'taras nedava. So kriyishma you have to read again, and by shoresay you should daven it b'taras nedava. Then in case he makes it tonight, if he's really mechuyev to repeat, he's repeating it for that purpose. If not, he's doing it. It should be in the nedava. Okay. If it's not that in itself is frozen, but rather it's underneath frozen water, after the havi kisui, that might accomplish the loch of kisui. I will give the mayim l'mahan, even though we said before that water does not count for covering. But if you have this layer of ice, okay, so Gelid is frozen, is ice on the ground, and Kfor is like sleet, which comes down frozen, you know, frozen rain. So Yeshem Nami called. So it's considered like the case of the glass, which is a valid covering. Baser Hashas Linen. Right now, that item is frozen. It's a valid covering. Covering it with snow definitely is considered a covering. As long as the snow doesn't melt. If you have a lime which froze, so there's nothing in covering it, it's itself is frozen. It's the same way tzoya, which is frozen, we paskin as isser. Barak lime, which is frozen, we also paskin as isser. Okay. Sifkotten. This is from Sifbeis. Meriglaim shenivu bakarko. So the meriglaim is already on the ground, and then it gets starts absorbing to the ground. If a person would touch his hand there, his hand would become wet. So that's not enough to say that it's become insignificant. It's still there. It's producing moisture on people. So that's ready. There's still an answer to read it. When it gets to the point that it's not going to moisten his hand, it's just basically we look at it as that there's a roshim. There's some type of an effect left from the Meir line, which was here once upon a time.
Can we say something? So what did we say earlier? I thought we said that point earlier.
We mentioned it, and I don't think that wasn't the Shulchan Aruch mentioned it. It was the Mishnah Berurah mentioned it.
Oh, right.
So Mechaber says it's enough to moisten the hand. Comes a more, so that's not enough to make it ulcer. It's only if there's enough liquid there that his hand will become wet enough that the hand can then wet something else. It's called tefeach amanasat tefeach. He's tefeach also touching it. It touches him to the point he can make something else moistened. Base bekarka, or be bagged, the same thing will be true if it's absorbed into a bagged. If it's absorbed in and there's nothing, you touch it, the hand doesn't get wet, there's nothing there. The Latvia Pirshi Munich Yoroleyev, Mala Lachus Bo. It's wet enough, Shimian Chero al Dabra Akar, Mikabo Mimeno Lachus, that the second item will become moistened. Okay, that's Amanas Latvia. According to the Ramah, if it's not wet enough that it can moisten something out, the hand will become moistened enough that the hand can then wet something else, that's not a problem. The Ramah says you can rely on this. The Rechonim accepted the Pesach of the Ramah. It's only if it's wet enough that etc. it'll moisten the hand and moisten something else. Vaz boy her mehem daladamas, come on, then it needs daladamas. Become welcome. Kim and Shannon Ban, Raksha Blue and Bakarka Bebega. The mice, it's still absorbed. Ain't Sarah Lishma Kalem Revias the Kuliyama. Lash Yavilem Rak Maat Minamayim. Rak Maat Minamaat Mayim, Shane Behem Gam and Kane Rak. Tvechamanasa Tvech was Shori. Finally, Abba Simonai Zion Rishabur. So even wetting it a little bit will be enough to move out the moisture which remains there. You don't need a revius. Okay, now, Simon Pei Gimel, that becomes, maybe this is a more common issue. It's also Likris Kenegat Besa Kise, Yoshin. Filipino Memeno Atsoya. So they had a place where they would relieve themselves. They were talking about a place where they were leaving. It wasn't necessarily a building. It was a place that they designated for the purpose of relieving themselves. So even though there's no Atsoya there anymore, it's still going to be Asur. And this is also even Kimloy Einov. Reading Kinegat of Besakise is Asur. The Rice, the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out, because this goes into Machane HaKadosh. So if the common example, you have these places where they put the portable toilets, the cabanas that they use for the portable toilets. There's an issue to read Kriyat Shema or any different Dabar Shel Kedusha when facing them, or even facing away from them. You have to move with Dalet Amos from Makom Shekola HaReach. Okay. This is a locha that they designated a place without having walls around it. So that's then we say that this is the locha that you have to remove yourself as such. However, around the area. So then, the fact that you're near it is not a problem, because the mechitzas act as a separate room. Again, we're not talking about facing it, because that's a different issue. We're talking about if you're facing away from it, but there's an issue with the dalaramas, is a problem. But since there's mechitzas, it's not, as long as there's no smell issue, the mechitzas act as blocking, it's a separate area, and therefore, within your dalaramas is not a problem, the Chachamah says. As long as there's no bad smell. Now, we'll see that the Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss this issue. And not so simple. Okay. Also, the Chris Aleph. What's the learner? The fun of Kim Lo Yehinu, Lach of Dalet Amos. You have to, if you're facing it, it's a problem. Even if it's in the distance. If it's behind you, you have to move away Dalet Amos. If you're Sham Reach Ra, Tzarek Dalet Amos, Vimokam Shekola Hareach. If there's a bad smell, you have to move away from the smell. Which Mishnah Berurah said, okay, the case where there's no mechitzas, so that's for sure you have to move away from the smell. Pinim man, even though they remove the tzoya, of Isur min atara, the Isur reading Kanega, the basic key says in Isur deraisa. The Maaseh Dishur brings over here from the Chazanish that if they remove the tzoya from there, there's no tzoya anymore, and there's no reach ra, so then it's only drabonin. Since it was a place which had soya, it's not the proper type of machana. If he's not sure if this is a place which has been stopped being used or not, see in the chumra kedin kol sabek soya le'elbasim and ayin v'elbasim sign. Okay. Kshel machitzes. Come on, Achari. For example, this is quite gimel. Achari gather, Achari abatim. Behind, they made it a private place behind the fence. So on the other side of the fence, it's not surrounded by machitzes. It's an open area, but it's private because it's behind the fence. It's behind the house. Pashul afilu im loy hisminu mitchila loy sumokim lebesek yisay. He didn't make a special designation of using it for that purpose. But Kiman Shaderach Leponisham, the great basic kisa yosha, since it's become the place that's used, so that's the basic kisa. Rami Elba Sim and Bez, who comes to Shom, and Poskim, the Imdarka, Tommy, Lots of Trillin, Basura, Osli Shamashbur, Tashmish Acher, Kilo Azmane, Ayn Shom. So we're discussing right now the concept called Hazmona, designating something. And Shabruz holds that you can make a parallel to the lachas of designating by the tashmisha kedusha of holding something for the tefillin purposes, that if you designate it to use for tefillin and you use it, or you use it regularly for tefillin, either one gets a lacha that it becomes designated for the tefillin. You can't use it for anything else. So either by designating it and using it one time, we pass the tefillin. That just designation alone doesn't make it usur, but hazmona together with one usage, or using it regularly, which it has a status of as a hazmona of designating it. And either way, it's now usur used for anything else. So by basic kisei, it's more actually says by basic kisei. We'll see as we go through the simon that even though by hazmona, by davar shel kedusha, to designate something to use as a tashrish for kedusha, as a bag for tefillin, designated alone, it does not make it usur to use other things. Basic kisei, even hazmona already usurs it. By mazon, a place for basic kisei, just the idea of putting the status of basic kisei on it makes a mias, an element of mias to it, and you shouldn't say there was a kedusha over there. It's an interesting question. When they're building a building and they have the plans, so they have already on the plans that the, you know, place X is going to be where they're going to put the bathroom. So heard that already like hasmona. So as soon as that place exists, the chara is designated for that purpose, and you would not be allowed to say there was a kedusha when you're standing on that spot. Interesting then. Okay. So, but if it has mechitzas, and the Iridari, by Megias Lord, the mechitzas, you know, are not suspended in the air. It's within three tvachim of the ground, so it's lobbed to the ground. And therefore, it's like they reach the grounds. So therefore, it's surrounded. Dilav Hachi, if it doesn't reach all the way to the ground, also the Das of High Going. So, even though this, like a common issue, you have the stalls in the bathrooms, they don't reach the ground. The walls which go around each stall doesn't reach the ground. So it's within three tefachim of the ground, so it's lower to the ground. So that area is designated off. If it doesn't, so even though the mechitzas are 10 tefachim high, but they're not touching the ground. So now by Shabbos, that's not a valid mechitza. Mechitza which can allow something to burrow under it is not a valid mechitza. So Rav Chaya going to say the same thing is true over here for basic kisei. Okay. Okay. It has to be, this is all mutter if he doesn't smell anything. So you have this mechitza around the basic kisei. You cannot face towards the mechitza of the basic kisei. That's a problem.
How does it matter if the bathroom here goes to the ground or not?
If that would
stand alone, you're saying?
So if walk into the bathroom over here, so there's multiple stalls. So if those stalls are considered totally down to the ground, so they're a separate area. So if I want to wash, I want to wash my hands in that room. There's no question washing my hands in that room, but it's not a basic kisei. The main room is not a basic kisei because that's a separate area. Uh-huh. If they don't reach the ground, so then it's not a separate area.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I wouldn't advise saying the Ritter inside there.
What about the tops?
Once it reaches, it's 10 tefachim high, that's called a machitza.
So the tops are irrelevant.
What?
Having no cover on top is irrelevant.
Correct. So this works. So again, he can't face the mechitzas, but he's facing away, and there are mechitzas there, so the mechitzas act as a separation. He doesn't need the alanamas, as long as there's no bad smell. And megia, hey, we megia reach ra, also archiarchy the alanamas, he mokhim shakala reach. You have to move away. Dalad Amos, Mokhim Shkola Rech. Was that Diafilu, the fun of Ladasa Machaber? According to Machaber, even if it's in front of you, it works. Now, so the Mishabur is going to clarify this sheet over here. A few things. First of all, the Dasa Machaber, the Hatar Filu Machitza Shenim Kibar Sassar, the Shachnar holds Kinesim Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef holds, you don't need, they have to be 10 Tvachim high. Since when his person is seated, the walls do not necessarily have to be 10 tefachim high to separate them out. That's good enough. Nobody accepts that. The grace is sorta. If it is 10 tefachim high, Yeshman Akharim should serve him. So then already, the some Akharim accept the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch that the walls work. They disagree. And what's their argument? The Shitas which disagree, which is the Taz and the Magen Avraham, both disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, is because the Sfirah the Kiman the Mechitzas Mechiyuchadus the Kabel Tzaya. This is the Mechitza designated to be a place where they're going to be having Tzaya there. So therefore, Kamoy Tzaya the Ninan Luhu. The same way we have the chamber pot, even though there's no tzoya in it at all, but since it's made, its function, its purpose is to hold tzoya, so the item itself becomes problematic. So this basic kisei is made to do the same thing, and therefore the walls itself also become problematic. So that's what we said, the example, you have these cabanas, these stalls that they have with the portable toilets, so the walls become usher as well. So now you have to mark it Dalet Amos from the walls, because the wall itself is a problem. And you cannot face towards it because the wall itself is a problem. So you can't be facing it at all. You have to turn away. Not just your face, but the whole body. And even so, when it's behind you, you have to move away at least Al-Anamas. Even though the tzoyah has been removed, and there's no reach ra, you still have to do that. So they had their basic kisei, their outhouses. So a person standing outside, if he can see the basic kisei, he can't say any element of kedusha. Even though the room is closed, you can't see inside. The walls itself become problematic. And therefore, when you're making the sukkah, when you open the door of the sukkah, you can see out. You can't look towards where the outhouse is. When you're in the sukkah, there's no smell issues. That's not the issue. But the issue is just facing the basic kisei is problematic. If the window is open and you're looking outwards and there is the outhouse over there, he's facing towards it, so you can't see the retar over there. In that situation where you're inside and the window is open, so you have, and there's no smell issues, so you have a sveik sveika. What is that? They hold if there's mechitzas, the mechitzas themselves are mutter. By Rosh, the 7th has to base the matter of filo b'tzoya kashu b'rishus acheres after the royal yisro. And the Rosh holds if you have tzoya different rishus, the fact that you can see it is mutter, because this is not re'i, or this is being in the same mokum as you. If you shut your eyes, that'll work. To separate rishus. When is the separate rishus? Okay. This is a local you mark on the walls of a basic kisei. The afka be mechitzah shenam nasim ela b'shil basic kisei. Can she also be chotzer cheder miyuchel lezeh? They made an outhouse, so you put up the walls to be the walls of the outhouse. On bottom be mechitzah shal be bayis she's michel oisem mechitzah. You have the wall of the house, and then you extended this, you built this area next to it. Al bisha oisem mechitzah he mechitzah makes a kisei mamish, and al oisem mechitzah makes a kisei liyinzel mutulik krusar filah besomuch kimishen mechitzah mechelas a basic kisei levan. So it shares; it's part of the houses of the walls of the house. So you have your bathroom in your house. Most of the walls of the bathroom are part of the regular walls of the house. One question I always found, it seemed to me that would be problematic, is the bathrooms on planes. So in a lot of the planes, it's in the back. It's not an issue. But in your large planes, the 747s, they have freestanding bathrooms in the middle of the plane in the coach section where I travel, right. They just—it's just basically a booth which stands there. The walls are there just for the basic kisei. There's not there for anything else but the basic kisei. So the chargi, whatever problem, you can't face that. Those walls. Those walls are designated for the purpose of basic kisei. You can't face those walls when you're davening or saying the Rishon Kedusha on the plane. We'll see later. We'll see that there's some argument about what the status of our bathrooms are nowadays. Maybe should be different. But kaponim, without, if you don't have that argument, here you would have this problem. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem. But basically all the Kharim are not accepting the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch on this.